it is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Itzy in here with you.
And Mark.
As we kick off Hour 3 of the Monday Edition, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Last hour, Mark, we started talking about the story about how the Army is going to change their campaign slogan. It used to be Army of One, which, of course, replaced the long-time-running Be All You Can Be campaign, which most everybody in Generation X probably remembers. That one lasted nearly 20 years, by the way. But Army officials apparently soured on it, according to the AP article, during a time of recruiting problems. Army Strong was developed by their ad agency after the communications from the Army hired last December after struggling through a disappointing recruiting year. The overall five-year contract with McCann World Group is valued at $1 billion. The new slogan, developed in numerous tests with focus groups and interviews with soldiers, is meant to convey the idea that if you join the Army, you will gain physical and emotional strength as well as strength of character and purpose. The Army recruiter guy said, quote, "What will happen if you come into the Army is what soldiers know happens. You become better." Now, that seems like a really general statement. And I don't know if everybody who's joined the Army would necessarily agree that they've become better. Maybe you could spin it. For instance, we've had plenty of people call the show that have said they have realized they've made a mistake when they've joined the military. And, of course, they can't get out. They're indentured servants for 4 years.
They're signed up and they're stuck.
Actually, it's 4 years, and then there's like another 4 years after that where you're also an indentured servant, just not to the same extent. It's the individual ready reserves. They can call you back at any old time they want to. So we've had plenty of people call in and let us know that they thought they made a huge mistake. And I guess that maybe you could spin that and say that the soldiers that feel that way, well, they're stronger because now they have more resolve and they know what they want to do with their lives. I mean, really, that's a tough one to spin. If the individual believes they've made a huge mistake and they hate it in the military, it's going to be tough to spin that as a positive, huh?
I would think so, but I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't be a choice I would certainly make right now, but I can understand why people coming out of high school that don't know what they want to do with themselves, the military offers them a package. It's sort of package sales. And being in ad sales, I know that people don't want to buy a certain number of ad spots. They want to buy a package. Show me what packages you have.
Mm.
And so the Army has it there. We offer you a lifestyle.
Yeah, and a lot of purchasing and selling is, you know, buying a feeling, buying an experience.
You're going to certainly get that.
Yeah. Well, he goes on. Let's see. Apparently, the ad campaign speaks to the essential truth of being a soldier. The chief operating officer at the ad agency says in an interview that Army Strong represents, quote, an evolution that is moving with the times to enable the Army to meet its recruiting goals. The other military services also rely on slogans to spearhead their advertising campaigns. Just last month, the Air Force switched from its Cross into the Blue to Do Something Amazing.
I haven't heard either of those.
No, neither have I. Do Something Amazing. I don't know what's amazing necessarily about joining the Air Force.
Well, I don't think Air Force needs to be very good in its advertising because it gets the cream of the crop of the enlisted people out there. You know, they have pretty high standards, and they always meet their goals.
The Navy has relied on Accelerate Your Life since January 2001.
Navy gets the kind of cool, you know, you can go see foreign ports in different places.
Right.
It's like a big cruise ship with guns. You know, they have that.
And a lot of guys.
Lots of guys.
And
gay jokes.
And finally, the Marines have long used the few, the proud. But what about the poor Coast Guard, man? They always get left out. What's their slogan?
It's kind of like the military at home.
No, they are a branch of the military.
I understand, but it's
right.
Kind of like the military at home.
I know.
You're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to be deployed anywhere in the Coast Guard, generally.
But they're leaving
and
them out.
And if you are going to be deployed somewhere, you're going to be deployed in the United States.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. To Philadelphia. This one I had for the Saturday show. We just didn't get to it. And it's pretty disturbing, which is why I've held it on this long. In a week marked by Philadelphia's 300th homicide of the year, according to Philly.com, Democratic mayoral candidate Michael Nutter, he's a nutter.
That's more than a murder a day.
said Mayor Street should declare a state of emergency in pockets of the city that have endured the worst violence. Such action, according to the city code, would allow the government to clear people from public sidewalks, close bars, prohibit liquor sales, and establish curfews for children and adults alike. Now, since this is a newspaper article, I wonder what other things that the state of emergency allows the government to do that haven't necessarily been summarized here in this handy little paragraph. If they can do all of those things, what else? Checkpoints? Random house searches? Who
knows? State of emergency.
It's an emergency! There's murderers out there, Mark! You don't want to let murderers run around through your streets, do you, good citizens of Philadelphia? Well, just let our friendly officers into your houses so they can take a look around. We don't want you harboring any murderers in your house, and we've got to check to make sure. You're not hiding anything now, are you?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Once they did these house-to-house searches, you think they would just stop with murderers. But I'd like to make it clear that when the Bill of Rights was written, they had murderers. They may not have had drug laws. They may not have had terrorism, quote-unquote, certainly not in the manner that we have it today. But they did have murderers. And they still thought it was a good idea, Madison thought it was a good idea to write in the Fourth Amendment, which said it's the right of the people to be secure in their purses, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. And
well,
it shall not
reasonable.
Be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Yes, well, I say it's reasonable, and I'm going to write a warrant that says everything is reasonable to search. I mean, they'll just do whatever it is they want to do. And they're using these excuses today, saying that, oh, well, it's reasonable to have the police kick down the door because there's a chance that the drug dealer could flush the drugs. We had a Supreme Court decision this year that said
True.
It's no problem. Police don't even have to knock anymore. They can just bust in your door, and they can collect anything that they find as evidence against you, even if they weren't, even if, on the warrant, according to the Fourth Amendment, even if it didn't specify that that's what they were looking for. So, I mean, you might as well just flush the Bill of Rights at this point, because it's completely, it's been crapped on by the government. In this case, though, the proposal tops several crime-fighting ideas that mayoral candidate Nutter pushed in an interview this week. Others included policing more aggressively to recover illegal weapons and encouraging experienced officers to postpone retirement. Now, policing more aggressively, what does that mean? Random searches? Checkpoints? I mean, what does this stuff mean when they say it? Well, we're going to be more aggressive with our police. Well, if you're driving around on the streets, I don't know if necessarily putting another few police cars out on the streets to drive around is considered aggressive. I'm not sure what he means by that.
I'm not sure that that's going to stop murders either, because I would imagine most of them are occurring in homes. But, you know, perhaps the cops could be driving by and hear a gunshot and do something. I don't know.
Saying he was angered and saw the odds of that happening?
Minimal.
Saying he was angered and the odds that they would know which direction the gunshot came from?
Yeah, I mean, how unlikely.
Saying he was angered and sorrowed by the escalating violence, the former 15-year city councilman. He's been serving Philadelphia for a long time, Mark. 15 years of service. He criticized Mayor Street for failing to create a sense of urgency to stop the killings and for providing little of what Nutter saw as
I wonder if he'll be running for mayor next election.
No, he is a mayoral candidate
okay,
right
so he
now.
Is. I see.
This is his proposal for what should be done to Philadelphia.
Gotcha.
A police state.
Nice.
He says he's critiquing the current mayor for failing to create a sense of urgency to stop the killings and for providing little of what Nutter saw as long-lasting comprehensive solutions, because for some reason it's the mayor's fault that there's murders in Philadelphia, because the mayor, by directing policy, is going to be able to end the murders going on in Philadelphia, as though the mayor is in charge of how, I guess, quality the Philadelphia Police Department is as to how good they are at their jobs? Huh? Isn't the sheriff or the chief of police shouldn't be they the ones that are the ones held accountable here? 800-259-9231, you take control of your thoughts. It is Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with Ann Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives an entire year of shows right there on the front page of the site. You download, costs you nothing at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Talking about Philadelphia, over 300 homicides this year alone, apparently. And it's October yet. There's still a little more time for some people to die there.
More than one a day.
Well, mayoral candidate Michael Nutter, great name for a politician, vote for Nutter.
You know, it was probably written on by October 1st, which means that there'll probably be 400 by the end of the year.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, anyway, he's proposing a state of emergency for the city of Philadelphia because there's so many murders. Now, a state of emergency allows all sorts of things to go on, including clearing people from public sidewalks, closing bars, prohibiting liquor sales, and establishing curfews for children and adults.
Curfews for adults in America. That's great.
The translation is a police state. Now, if you think that that's, you think I'm exaggerating a little bit, let's go on here a little bit. Now, what you've got is mayoral candidate Nutter is trying to trash talk the guy who's currently in office. And as I pointed out before, if your problem is crime, why are you going to the mayor? I understand that, yes, he can have some effect. He could, for instance, reduce the size of the government. He could lessen restrictions on guns. He could do things to help the crime situation. But if you're complaining about crime, isn't it more appropriate to take it to the police department and, you know, blame them first? Aren't they the ones that are supposed to be protecting and serving? I don't think that's the mayor's job. But anyway.
Doesn't the mayor appoint the police chief?
I think so, yeah. Under the city code, the mayor can declare a state of emergency if he or she finds any part of the city is, quote, in imminent danger of suffering civil disturbance, disorder, riot, or other occurrence that may harm residences. Nutter believes that time is now. Quote, we had a summer of slaughter in this city and there's been no effective response, he said. Based on his conversations with neighborhood organizations as he campaigns, he said of the current mayor, quote, I think many citizens are increasingly wondering whether he knows what to do or is prepared to do what needs to be done. See, this guy knows.
Yeah.
He's got it together.
Every politician thinks that. You know, they think that they know the answer. Either they heard it or they came up with the idea themselves. But one size doesn't fit all. And it's just unfair to think that your little plan is going to solve the problem without hurting people, without damaging their livelihood, without destroying their freedoms.
Well, let's look at the current plan, because Mayor Street has a plan for the crime, and that is the city has reassigned police officers to crime-prone areas, engaged clergy and social service agencies in a community awareness campaign, StopMurderingInPhilly.com. And pleaded in Harrisburg for stronger gun laws and more money for violence prevention programs. Okay. One thing that I can see here that needs to be changed would be to not strengthen the gun laws, but to abolish the gun laws and allow the citizens of Philadelphia to defend themselves when they might come across one of these rampaging murderers.
Yeah. We've shown time and again that it's the where the more restrictive gun laws are, is where there's more crime.
Well, indeed. We're going to get into that here in a little bit, but let's continue. Street apparently has not sought funding for new police officers and has dismissed the idea of declaring a state of emergency. In contrast, Nutter said the latter was precisely what Street should do, not citywide, but in high-crime city blocks. Oh, isn't that nice? So here's his plan, this Democratic mayoral candidate, who... You'd think Democrats, they pose as the friend of the downtrodden,
mm-hmm.
the friend of the poor.
Sure.
But he just said that he wants to declare a state of emergency in high-crime city blocks. So there's no emergency in the suburbs or the areas where all the rich folk live. There's going to be high-crime areas in the ghetto, which is where they're going to declare the state of emergency. Which means that the ghetto is going to be the ones with the police crackdowns, the house-to-house searches, and the roadblocks as well. He says, though, well, be careful now, Mark. I am not advocating that we violate anybody's civil rights.
Yes, he is.
On the other hand, you don't have a civil right to walk around with an illegal weapon.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah? Says what?
The Constitution of the United States of America.
What's that?
Well... You know, nothing that any politician...
I never signed a constitution!
Yeah, well, you know, then I don't have to follow it either. At which point, I don't have to follow your laws. Because your laws are based on rights that people have. And you can't just take them away and give them at your discretion. The state does not provide people with rights, so therefore the state cannot take them away.
among those Nutter has talked about with stemming the violence, because he's been consulting. He's been consulting with those who know how to solve the problems, is former Camden County Prosecutor Vincent P. Sarubi. This is Camden, New Jersey, who was part of a commission that developed the 28-day plan for Camden, which involved flooding Camden neighborhoods with crime suppression efforts. Now, I'm sure these crime suppression efforts are similar to the Newark, New Jersey, new mayor Cory Booker, who hired a police chief from the New York City Police Department, who was credited in the 1990s with cleaning up a Manhattan block known for drug sales by erecting, yes, that's right, it's not just hypothesis, Mark, street barricades and stopping cars and pedestrians. The block was sealed off.
That sounds like a checkpoint to me.
That's exactly what it is. The block was sealed off in New York City for 7 weeks as they checked everybody going in and out. That's what this guy's talking. He's talking to people doing these things, who have done these things, and this is his solution for crime in Philadelphia. A total police state in the crime-ridden areas.
So do you think that, these checkpoints, do you think that would actually reduce crime? Generally, what we see...
You'll shift the crime somewhere else.
Is government's efforts doing the exact... Either being ineffective or doing the exact opposite.
It's going to inconvenience a lot of people, probably going to hurt business in those areas. And if it shifts the crime away for the time that they do it, because they won't do it forever. As they pointed out here, they cleaned up the neighborhood and left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you cleaned up the neighborhood and decimated whatever sort of business was going on. Because if you're going to go get a hamburger or a piece of pizza, are you going to go through the checkpoint?
Not
me. Or are you going to go to the pizza place outside of the checkpoint?
Right.
800-259-9231 to Surge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Surge.
Yeah.
What's up?
It seems like what they're doing in Philadelphia is what they did with the, as you probably said before, what they did with the Giuliani administration here in New York. Essentially, their solution is tougher gun laws and to turn the area into a police state, which is, you know, will never work because, as you said, it'll just make crime go somewhere else.
Yes, but what if we turn the whole area into a police state, Serge? That's what I want you to think about. What if we, instead of just focusing on the high crime areas, crack down all over the city, checkpoints everywhere? Wouldn't that stop the crime? I want you to answer when we come back. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the solution, Mark.
Sounds to me like it's just going to cost the taxpayers a bundle with all these new cops.
But it's okay if we can just save one life. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. What do you think? Is a state of emergency the answer for the crime problem in Philadelphia? Or wherever there's a crime problem? It is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, over 850 unique pages created by listeners just like you. In fact, you can go to the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com and edit virtually anything that you see. If you don't like something, change it. If you want to add a whole new section, then add it. It's up to you. wiki.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones, to the fun. Surge in New York, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. We're talking about the Philadelphia, there's the mayoral candidate,
Michael Nutter.
Yeah, Michael Nutter. He has suggested that the solution for the city of Philadelphia's crime problem, they've
police
had over
state.
300 murders this year alone, is a state of emergency, which the translation, as you rightly said, is a police state. And you said that this has been tried in New York.
1990, Rudy Giuliani, who everyone loves up here. I hate him. I hate Bloomberg, too. Everyone loves him because they say, oh, he cleaned up New York. He cleaned up New York. But when you actually look at the man's tactics, he's, as you said before, it's not just, you know, one block that he had the police close off. There were entire communities on the Lower East Side. You know, East 5th Street between Avenue A and B was, you know, closed off at a point in 1995 to try and stem drugs.
So where do people get their drugs now?
Well, let's see, Yonkers, parts of Brooklyn. It moves.
You've got to leave Manhattan to get drugs?
Yep.
Wow. No, you don't, Serge. You
well,
just don't know
Harlem, 125th Street, but, you know, the major areas, like Lower East Side, used to be very drug-infested. But
well, you could probably just take the subway straight to Harlem 125th, right?
Sure.
Oh, that's nice.
Even that's been cleaned up recently, that, you know, a lot of Giuliani attacks have, but even, like, Bill Clinton has his offices up there now.
So what if we wanted to clean up the whole city, Serge? Would that be effective? Could we just close down a state of, can we just call a state of emergency for the whole city of Philadelphia or the whole city of New York and just put roadblocks everywhere and police everywhere and just clean everything up? Wouldn't that work?
Absolutely not.
Why?
And what I really think this shows is that the differences between the two parties are not the same, because a lot of your liberal critics, like Al Franken or Bill Maher, are going to say, oh, it's the GOP who's trying to take our rights. It's the GOP. The good Democrats won't do this, but I remind people like that, that it's the Democrats who have been trying to take away our rights like this.
They're all doing it, and you're absolutely right, Serge, and thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. They're all looking to take away freedoms. They're all using the same talking points. This guy, this nutter.
That's because they can't think of any way to give freedoms to people and to control these things. Because they're politicians. Legislators, by their very nature, have to legislate. That's what they have to do. Otherwise, they're not legislators. They're just normal people.
Well, they were originally supposed to be representatives, and they were supposed to represent the interests of people who are of a pro-freedom mindset. But I guess things have changed over time.
Yes, they have.
All right, 800-259-9231. And by the way, the reason why a citywide police state isn't going to clean anything up is because once you take the police and spread them, because this guy Nutter wants to do it in specific neighborhoods. He wants to target the high crime areas, the ghettos, if you will. And he really wants to crack down there, which, of course, is just really mean-spirited against those poor people living there, because they're going to suffer some severe economic consequences as a result of the police state. But if you take that police force that's concentrating on that one area, spread them across the city, even if you can put up a bunch of checkpoints and make it look like a police state, you still spread your force fairly thin. It's going to be easier to buy out the cops. It's going to be just like with a border patrol. If you've got a bunch of cops in one area together, it's more difficult to buy them out as far as, you know, letting you through with your drugs but not anybody else. If there's a lot of cops around, it's more difficult because it's just more expensive to buy them out. It's more likely that one of them is going to be honest and step in. So if there's cops spread across the city, it'll be easier to buy them off. Plus, they really can only hire so many. I mean, they can't hire half of the city to work as police officers.
No, everything would come to a halt.
Right. The economy couldn't handle that. So there's a certain level at which they just can't hire any more cops. And so there's only so much effectiveness they can have. Will it be oppressive? You better believe it'll be oppressive. Will it be a police state? Yes. Will it stop crime? I don't think so. And is it worth it even if it did slow down the crime? No. Because I'd rather take my chances and be a free individual than have to submit to searches and police checkpoints and suspicion. Because that's the other thing that comes along with a police state, is the idea that, who are you, son? Let me take a look at your paperwork. What are you doing in this neighborhood this time of day or night?
And let's not forget that the, you might be preventing a couple of murders, but you would also be, in all likelihood, jailing people that didn't do anything wrong.
Yep.
And that, just so you know, is kidnapping. If you take somebody against their will and put them someplace else so that they can't get out, you've kidnapped them. So you've brought the murders down, but you brought the kidnapping up. Congratulations.
And we touched on the economic problems with this as well. If you focus on just a neighborhood, it's going to keep me out of the neighborhood. If you focus on a city, it's going to keep me out of the city. I do not want to go anywhere where there's a police state in effect. Not interested. So if Philadelphia becomes a state of emergency city, I have no reason to ever go to Philadelphia. Why do I want to be treated like a criminal? And why would anybody who's living there want to continue being treated like a criminal? Now, some of them might adapt to it and just figure, well, this is the way life is in a city. I still love living in a city. But I think a lot of people would come to their senses and figure, you know what? I can live in some other city where they aren't subjecting me to searches and harassment. 800-259-9231, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brent.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess I can talk about the Philadelphia thing, and then I've also got a story about the folly of signing a contract with the agency that enforces the contract.
The Army.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But I guess I'll start with the Philadelphia thing. I've got a plan to fix Philadelphia. You know, your politicians, they've always got a plan, and they're going to pass some laws and spend some money and fix their city or whatever. Well, I've got a plan. How about they pass a law that says everybody over the age of 12 has to be armed 24 hours a day?
No,
everybody.
I don't know if that's the right answer. They tried that in Kennesaw, Georgia, and the
really?
Crime rate did go down. It wasn't over the age of 12. It was adult. I think every household had to have a gun. They tried that, and it did work in that there was less violent crime. But the problem there is you're still forcing people to do things that may be against their will.
I know that's I'm being I'm joking, of course.
I see.
But, but yeah, I mean, I'd like to see the look on some guy's face if he goes into a convenience store to rob it and pulls out his piece and here's yeah. three or four other people behind him reach under their jackets. Mm-hmm.
Smoke him right where he stands. Yeah. You know, I think we could probably bring crime down in Philly just by legalizing drugs. Chances are good that guy was going in that convenience store to rob that convenience store because he needed to get money to buy some really addictive substance.
Two-pronged approach. Legalize drugs and abolish firearms laws. Mm-hmm. Make it so people can defend themselves.
But
tell me about the Army, sir.
Yeah, the Army. I've got a good buddy who from college who was in the ROTC program. Where we went to school, and he signed up and everything, and then about 3 years in, he stopped getting his paycheck because they pay you. And he goes down there, and they had lost his contract.
Wow.
The whole point of doing the ROTC thing is once you get out of that, you're at a higher station in the Army than you would be, you know, if you just go down there age 17 or 18 or whatever. And
right, they give you a little bit of extra pay, maybe a little bit of an extra rank.
You know, and you get a higher rank and everything, and they lost his contract.
Did he walk out at that point, or did he demand that they find it?
Here's the problem. They had lost his ROTC contract, but they still had his enlistment, because you have to enlist and sign up for ROTC.
So that means that he was going to be enlisted as an enlisted person rather than an officer?
That's
crappy.
Wait a minute. After 3 years of collecting his bonus paycheck, they cut him down to a non-bonus paycheck?
Yep. And the thing is, it's not like nobody knew. Like, you know, he had teachers who were officers in the Army and everything.
He's got 3 years of paychecks.
The bureaucracy is so convoluted that they couldn't do anything. There were no forms to fill out to fix that. It was just... That was it.
Brett, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. That is stunning. More coming back. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die. With LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this, the Monday edition. If you want to get on the air, now would be the time to call at 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We want you to vote for the show. If you've yet to do it in the month of October, go now to vote.freetalklive.com. Great, cheap, easy way to help us out. It costs you nothing but maybe a minute of your time. If you've got a little more than a minute, then you might want to go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the Amplifier program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. Since we give away everything up front at freetalklive.com, the archives, the bulletin board system, live streaming, and more, unlike those other radio talk shows who want to charge you for their website, we do it for free. They want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month. All we're asking is that you voluntarily choose to support us by joining the AMP program for $3 a month. That's less than the price of a cup of coffee these days. But what can we do with $3 a month, you ask? Well, lots of things. Because if it's you and a whole bunch of other people contributing $3 a month, it starts to add up. In fact, we've got over 280 listeners, actually coming up on 290, that have stepped up to the plate and contributed to the AMP program. And the reason is because we take the money in and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, getting the show on more radio stations around the country, getting on more people's internet connections, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty to new listeners. And if that's important to you, then you should check out amp.freetalklive.com. As a perk, you'll get access to some classic archives, as well as the Amplifier-only call-in lines, the Amplifier-only forum, all there, amp.freetalklive.com. So get the details. All right, let's see. So we're talking about this state of emergency idea that mayoral candidate Nutter in Philadelphia has proposed. Love that guy's name. I'm candidate Nutter! Woo-hoo! So he's proposed this state of emergency, which essentially is going to put a police state in place, more so than they currently have, I guess, in certain areas of Philadelphia. And I guess what the current mayor has done is crack down on some guns some more. He wants to crack down on guns, and this other guy agrees. We should crack down on guns, have more gun control laws.
But let's crack down on civil liberties, too.
Right, because, well, the murders. There's murders in Philadelphia, and if it weren't for guns, there'd be no murders. Right, Mark?
Well, obviously they've managed to get the guns out of the hands of the people that could defend themselves. Now the only people getting shot are people getting shot by those criminals that still have their guns.
I don't know what Philly's laws are like with guns, but it seems like the bigger the city, the more likely they're pretty oppressive. We know New York City is really oppressive when it comes to guns. New Jersey, just in general, is pretty oppressive. I mean, I'm only just guessing
San Francisco?
I'm only guessing that Philly is relatively oppressive as well. And now they want to make it worse. Because for some reason, controlling guns in their mind is controlling crime. But I'm sorry, that's fallacious. It's fallacious, as has been proven by the states in America where guns are allowed to be held by individuals, as per that pesky Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
States like Alaska, New Hampshire, Vermont. These are the states where there are little to no restrictions on who can and cannot have guns. There's, I believe in Alaska, there's not even a concealed weapons permit. You can just carry a gun, concealed or visible. It's up to you. Now, I'd love to see that in more states, and you could argue, well, there's nobody in Alaska. It doesn't matter. There's 500,000 people up there. But it's per capita that we're looking at. We're looking at violence per capita, per thousand people. It's just lower in the states with less gun laws. In fact, don't you have something about this, Mark? This gun thing?
Well, I do. I sort of have a little something that I thought was kind of interesting. The apparently, New Hampshire has been rated as far as the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. They've been New Hampshire's been rated as having a D minus as far as shield. It's New Hampshire receives a D minus on laws shielding families from gun violence.
Excellent.
Well,
I think that's fantastic. I want them to get an F. It's not
right.
Good enough.
I'd like to turn this D minus into an F as quickly as we could.
Now, why would we want to wait, it sounds like we don't want to protect families from gun violence.
That's
Mark.
Because that's the way they wrote the sentence. What I'd like to do is I want to protect families from gun violence by letting families own guns.
Well, now, why is it that they got a D minus if I don't understand?
Well, the reason they got a D minus is because they don't allow sales to juveniles. It is illegal to sell guns to kids, people under 18. So they managed to get a partial point there.
Oh, so what you're saying is that they grade you based on the amount of gun laws that you have.
Right.
The more laws, the more controls, the more likely you're going to get an A on this scale.
Correct. They have New Hampshire, it's anti-trafficking? No. Attorney General regulations? No. Ballistic fingerprinting? Partial. Child access prevention? Yes. Gun manufacturer accountability? Do cities have authority to hold gun manufacturers legally liable? Partial.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, it goes and explains that a little later, but juvenile possession, are minors restricted from possessing guns? Possessing, no. License or permit to purchase? No. Record keeping? No.
Wait a minute.
Safety standards? No.
Now, wait a minute.
Specials? No. Security sales? No. Assault weapons? No. Background check at the state level? No. CCW limits? No. That's many police limit concealed carry handguns. So there's apparently, I don't know what that means precisely.
Wait a minute. They let kids carry guns in New Hampshire?
Sure. Well, how are you going
to teach
your son to
hunt? Why aren't they killing each other? Where are all the school shootings?
Well,
why aren't they shooting each other in the streets? Gang warfare. There should be gang wars in the streets. There should be death, destruction, gunfire everywhere here in New Hampshire. There's guns. People have guns. But wait, it's not happening. Why do you think that is? Well, maybe it's because when the criminals, those who are going to commit violence on others, with the exception of the government, we're leaving them out for the moment, but the other people that are willing to commit violence on others, maybe they realize that in a state like New Hampshire or Vermont or Alaska, and I wish you had the other states' rankings there, because they usually have a whole list of them, but I bet you Alaska and Vermont also in the D or F range.
Right.
In these states, if you're a violent thug, you know that it's a very real possibility that your next victim is going to be packing some heat. That's really all there is to it in my mind, Mark. That's why in states where there's very little gun control laws, that there's also very little gun violence. It's simply because the criminals aren't stupid. And they know where the victims are. The victims, the easy victims, the marks, they're living in the states where they aren't allowed to own firearms or bear them.
We have, it seems to me that we proved last year that it's the citizenry, specifically the armed citizenry, that keeps the criminal element in check. For instance, in New Orleans, we saw what happened when you took out all the citizenry and just left the criminals and the cops.
Yep.
The criminals go crazy and the cops run away.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what
the cops steal stuff.
Well, the cops came back because they brought bigger policing forces. The National Guard came in and
helicopters and
right,
armor.
Right. At that point, the cops came back in force, but I don't know that they how many of these guys they caught that they caught them. I mean, obviously
nobody really talked about that.
They let the criminals do whatever they want. Looting was allowed.
You know, we never really. Now that you mention that, you don't know how many of them that they caught. you'd think they would have highlighted some of those stories, like heroic police catch a gang of rapists, or heroic police capture a gang of roving thugs in New Orleans. But you never saw those stories. All you ever heard was police are engaged in a shootout with violent thugs here in New Orleans. There are a lot of police around, and there's a lot of shooting going on. I'm Ted Koppel reporting. I mean, there really wasn't anything beyond reports of the police conflicting with the so-called criminals. I never saw anything about criminals getting arrested. All we saw was stories about the police going around confiscating firearms. And we saw stories about, or there was a story after the fact, about a guy who had his firearm confiscated from him, I guess even way after the hurricane had gone through there. So
just for fun.
Right, what were all the police doing? Were they just shooting it out in the streets and then stealing stuff from Walmart? Because we know they were stealing stuff from Walmart. We saw video footage of it. The cops loading up carts full of stuff and taking it out the doors of Walmart.
It's true.
Because they can. 800-259-9231.
No, I don't think we'll be able to take a call.
So was this article just about New Hampshire? They didn't have any other states listed in there?
But this is sort of a page on the Brady to Prevent Gun Violence at bradycampaign.org's page. I'm sure that there's the other states here. I didn't research them. I just thought it was New Hampshire was kind of interesting. There's still a more list of longer list of things that aren't.
Oh, yeah, let's
banned.
Go more. Let's go more.
Local gun law preemption. May cities enact stronger laws than the states? No. Registration. Are all guns registered with law enforcement? No.
Thank goodness, because on the cities part, mm-hmm. because the people here in Keene would probably be wanting to do something like that. Mm. It's more of a socialist area of New Hampshire, if you want to call it that. I mean, if you want to call any area of New Hampshire more socialist-leaning, that would be Keene. So, anyway, that's where we are, and we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.